The Next Web 2014, and it's in Wall Street, New York City. I'm here, and I'm currently not far away from the coffee administering department. There are startups all over the place. MuseX, Aluga, Smashdocs, Ship Hero, Grow, was spelt G-R-W-O, PitchMate, Fast Track, X-Gear, Help Monks, Get Chitter, Cordify. Cordify sounds musical. Who are you, sir? What's your name?
Hi there, how are you doing? My name is Gijs Bekenkamp. I'm co-founder of Cordify. This is the product we have, and what we do is we transform music automatically into chords.
Now, I saw your screen a little while ago doing this automatically and very quickly. So you basically search for a particular band, picked a song. What does it do? It looks for the video or the MP3 online?
It does. So what we do is we query. You can search for a song no matter what. And you can query. We will query on YouTube, SoundCloud, Deezer. You can also upload songs you have in your own music library. We upload the song, we analyze the song, within 30 seconds we give you back the chords in an interactive player. And it's very simple to do, and it looks a little bit like karaoke for the fingers, actually.
So this is hugely causing issues, no doubt, for those transcribing music books in music shops.
Does it? Well.
Because it looks like it works really fast and very effectively.
It is, but it's a brand new world, and people have to keep up, right?
You're going, yeah. Tough. We're doing the best we can. The algorithm, it looks really smart. How long did it take to develop?
Actually, it derives from some academic research. This has been going on for 10 years. One of our co-founders is working for the University of Utrecht in the Netherlands, and he was writing his thesis about chord analysis, chord recognition. So 2 years ago, he finished his thesis and thought, this needs to become a product instead of just one chapter in our my thesis becoming all dusty. And so that's where we started.
Your general user will be musicians looking to emulate and learn from their favorite music.
Indeed. So these are starting musicians, novice musicians, but also more advanced musicians, or even teachers that want to give the course to their students. It's working pretty well for that as well.
Is it possible that if I'm having a jam in my shed with my guitar and I end up stringing a song together and I wasn't even sure the chords that I played, but I have a recording, could I then drop that through and it tells me what I've been playing?
Oh yeah, absolutely. As long as you have recorded it, if you got an MP3 of it, just throw it at the system. 30 seconds later, you get the chords back in the same player. If you've got a premium account, you can also download it as a PDF or as a MIDI file, so you can bring it along if you're somewhere practicing with your friends, there's no internet around, you can also use it offline.
So your business model is freemium?
Exactly, freemium, some advertising attached to that. We've got the.
What are you doing with users' data, anything?
At the moment, not. We are not.
That's always the thing that worries me. At the moment, that's, people are safe.
That's very true, but we actually do not gather a lot of information from our users. We've got a rather large. We just started like 18 months ago. We went online. We've got a 200,000 registered users at the moment, millions of monthly visitors on our platform, and 2 million songs already chordified by our users. So it's going really fast. But what we actually want to do with the information is just share all the updates that we have with our user base.
So can you rate the transcription that comes out? So, for example, I asked for the same band 3 times and one of them seems to be a better transcription. Is that the one that's delivered in immediately?
Well, we are in the process of doing that. So making the platform as it is now is not very social. But the next step, actually, there's going to be a really cool next step. In January 2015, in 1 month time, we're going to launch a new feature on our website. This is chord editing. So together with this huge group of people, millions of people on our platform every month, and the smart algorithm, this is going to lead to some the results will become even better than they are already. And we actually expect this to ultimately lead to the most accurate and largest chord library in the world.
Wow. So can I order PDFs in physical form? Would you end up being a bookshop?
This might be the case, yeah. I mean,
I should stop giving you business models here.
It is just... we do the PDF downloads. It's not like a completely written sheet music. It's just the chord labels that we are giving to the people. So it's actually... it is a new business, and it's something besides the business that's already out there, the music books, the sheet music books, and that industry still exists.
Are you finding any friction from copyright anywhere?
At the moment, not. We are working closely with BUMA, that's the copyright organization for music in the Netherlands. We've been talking to them quite a bit. And courts are seen as to be too generic, like a blues chord schedule. Can you copyright that? It's going to be very tough. So we have a policy, a takedown policy. If somebody is not happy with their course being online, we will remove it. No worries, no problem. But so far, actually, we haven't been asked a lot.
Fantastic. So it's chordify.net, chordify.net. And what kind of prices are you asking for the pro account?
It's $6.99 US for a month, and $6.99 for a monthly account, and I think it's $69 for a year, but I'll have to look it up. So these are reasonably priced, and as said as well, when we just started, it's a freemium model, so the basics are all free. Just if you want to have all the extras, have a library, if you want to download the music or the results as a PDF or a MIDI file, if you want to transpose, stuff like that, then you have to pay a little bit extra.
Are you a musician yourself?
I am, but I'm actually a drummer.
Ah, okay.
There you go. No chords there. But I'm learning. with this program, it's actually very easy to learn. So, next year I'm going to be back here and I'm going to be a great guitarist. Sure.
So if there are any musicians in the vicinity of the Next Web, I do see a large pile of very nice-looking plectrums in two different flavours, kind of thick and slightly thinner, which is an interesting and innovative freebie, I think. And it's nothing better than using a freebie rather than the normally 1 gigabyte thumb drives that nobody ever uses afterwards. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thank you.